The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, today is Mexican Independence Day, and here in Ireland, the Mexican community is growing. They've got new restaurants, bars, gigs, cultural events appearing right across the country. And our own Alex Alcala went out to meet members of the community to find out how they celebrate Independence Day and what Mexican culture looks like here in Ireland.
These bells mark the start of one of Mexico's most important traditions, El Grito, or the cry. In Mexico, El Grito is delivered every year by their president on the eve of Independence Day. Here in Dublin, the Mexican ambassador to Ireland, Carolina Zaragoza, performed El Grito at the National Stadium over the weekend. But what makes the ringing of these bells and the cry itself so symbolic? To find out, I spoke with Nuala Finnegan, professor and former director of the Center for Mexican Studies at University College Cork.
The actual celebration on, in September is the start of 11 years of struggle. And of course, it marks this very iconic moment in Mexican history when Father Miguel Hidalgo goes to a church in this town of Dolores and, you know, delivers this very rousing speech to encourage the people of the village to rise up against the Spanish occupiers. And so I think what's really interesting is that that is the moment that is commemorated rather than the end point of that process, which is when they actually gain their independence from Spain, which happens 11 years later in 1821. So it celebrates, in a sense, it's that moment of possibility and that moment of hope and that moment of insurgency and resistance. So it's a very moving and poignant moment for you know, the vast majority of Mexicans. And that is its history. And of course, the speech is, again, another iconic moment in the Mexican calendar, which is about commemorating the heroes of the Mexican independence movement, of which there are many, but essentially where there is a repetition of this cry, Viva Mexico, long live Mexico, long live Mexico. And it can go on for a long time. And there's also it is accompanied by the ringing of the bell, the same bell that Father Hidalgo rang in the church in Guanajuato all the way back in 1810.
How has the Mexican community grown since, let's say, when the Center of Studies opened up in 1997?
When the Mexican Center was opened, there were a handful of Mexicans living in Cork, and they were typically people who had come and stayed. So they hadn't planned to be here, but had come and had stayed. And of course, in the intervening 25 years, you have this enormous growth, not just in Ireland, but of course, across Europe. And you have a really interesting mix because you have, of course, lots of very young people who come often to study English here, and who may stay or may find their way into other, you know, walks of life. Then you have large numbers of people who come to work in the multinational sectors, you know, who are working either in pharma or in tech. And then you have people who come for education, more kind of, you know, either postgraduate education or undergraduate education. And that's another important cohort. I think it's a really important new community. It is relatively new. And I think it's becoming more and more visible.
To see that community in action, I headed to Casa Mexico, a store and cultural center in Phibsborough, Dublin. Walking in, you're immediately surrounded by color. The ceiling is covered with papel picado, which is a delicate paper cutout often seen during the Day of the Dead celebrations. The shelves are stacked with tortillas, dried chilies, hot sauces, and Mexican sweets. And on the clothing racks, you'll find hand-embroidered dresses, blouses, and jewelry made by Mexican artists.
My mother's the owner of Casa Mexico. There's a family-owned business. It's been a family-owned business for about 12 years.
I sat down with Lulu, the daughter of the owner, Doris Calderon. Lulu moved to Ireland from Mexico with her family when she was just 6 years old.
We do a lot of art exhibitions of promoting art of different artists from Mexico and just showing the culture. Throughout this past years, there's definitely more influence than has been in the past. I think it's also a lot of the social media as well, because an example that just comes to me is Wednesday. I feel like that's like a hit right now. So like the Mexican culture is getting more advertised. People are seeing more nationwide, worldwide. And so you want to learn more about it. It's something that intrigues people.
That's Wednesday, as in the top hit Netflix adaptation of The Addams Family.
The costume crew reached out to Casa Mexico and borrowed some of their clothing for one of their episodes in season 2 that was featured in kind of a Day of the Dead celebration.
And music, I think something they always say to me that like just like reminds me of Mexico is either food or it's either music and like dancing. And we, in FizzFest that we do in May, because we live in FizzPro, the show is in FizzPro, and they do FizzFest in May, and we always have like traditional music by Johnny El Charo of Dublin, and he does it outside, and it's a great time.
For Lulu and many others, Casa Mexico is more than a shop or a gallery. It's a place to connect, to celebrate, and to feel at home.
A lot of people have described it as, right now they're away from home, but this place is a piece of home, and it's just, it's perfect.
That sense of belonging was clear on Saturday at the National Stadium.
I'm here at the National Stadium in Dublin for the sold-out Mexican Day Festival hosted by Real Events, where hundreds are gathered to celebrate Mexican Independence Day. Our local businesses and international performers bringing food, music, art, and entertainment to the Mexican community who are celebrating away from home.
At the event, I spoke to people in the crowd about where they were from and how they keep their Mexican heritage alive here in Ireland.
Hi, I'm from Mexico City. Well, the state of Mexico, but it's all the same. I've been here since 2012. Yeah, I do this always. Always looking for places here that is more Mexican food. Sometimes we bake concha, sometimes we do the Dia de Muertos.
I'm from Aguascalientes. It's a small state in the north center of Mexico, and I've been here in Ireland for 2 years. I went back to Mexico, and I came back for studying a master. So now I'm back, and I'm going to be here for 3 years more.
Amazing. And what sort of traditions do you do to kind of keep in root with your Mexican culture?
Well, mostly the food. Of course, I always add spicy things to my food and to the fruit, you know, tajin, Valentina, always. Go to Mexican parties and be connected to the Mexican community here in Dublin.
I'm from Guadalajara and I have been living here for 3 years now. I don't know, I feel like also hang out with like Mexicans, it gives you like part of, I don't know, like symbolism, and you feel like you are in Mexico, you know?
Have you found a big Mexican community in Ireland?
Yeah, absolutely. Now I think it's getting, like, bigger. There are, like, a lot of groups here that started just now. I can remember, like, my friend, he's in a group, like, dancing. And it's a really big community, and they share a lot of, like, stuff. Like, it's a very traditional dancing, like, Mexican dancing. And I think it's getting better and bigger. And
I have been in Ireland for a year ago, and I'm from Veracruz, from Gulf of Mexico. Yeah. I like to go like with my friends to hanging out to a restaurant, so to be like new to our culture, and also like in this, specifically in September, like we celebrate with my friends like a special dinner with pozole or special traditional food jokes for remember our country here. Yeah. True.
Muchas gracias.
Thanks you to Alex Alcala, our own reporter, who is out and about meeting members of the Mexican community here in Ireland, finding out how they celebrate Independence Day.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.